Bloomsbury presents A Life in 50 Books, a publisher's memoir, written and read by Anthony Cheetham. For my wife, Georgina, Genau. Prologue. The Puppet Show of Memory, 1943-2024. Memory can be a misleading guide to the remembrance of times past. Memory is composed of snapshots from which we try to assemble a coherent narrative. These snapshots are in turn triggered not by the events alone, but by the emotions we experience at the time, hopes and fears, joy and dismay, longings and regrets. I have borrowed the title of my prologue from the autobiography of Maurice Baring, a former staff officer in the Royal Air Force, and a prolific writer who published his memoir in 1922. I like the notion that memory is indeed a puppet show. Here goes. Chapter 1, Vienna, 1946-1949. My part in the Cold War. I was born on the 12th of April 1943. In the French hospital on the Avenue of the Viceroys in Mexico City. My father was a junior diplomat in the British legation. A year later we flew to New York and joined a convoy bound for Liverpool. It was one of the largest convoys of the war, ferrying troops across the Atlantic for the D-Day invasion of Normandy. In 1946, my father was seconded to the Allied Control Commission in Vienna. The city was a wreck, bombed out by both sides in the dying days of the war, and now sliced up into four sectors by the victors. Our first apartment was on the second floor of a block overlooking an alley that marked the boundary between the Soviet and British zones. The Cold War was about to begin. Every morning at dawn, a column of Soviet tanks patrolled the alley, crunching the cobblestones and making a fearsome racket. Spurred on by the gleeful encouragement of my older brother Jamie, I struck my first blow for Western democracy by emptying the contents of the broom cupboard on the lead tank. I don't suppose tank commander even noticed. A while later we moved into a rather grand villa in the Viennese suburb of Hietzing, where my mother commissioned a neighbouring artist to sketch my portrait. The artist complained that she couldn't do her job unless I sat still and stopped fidgeting. In order to facilitate this, she told me the whole story of Odysseus and his journey home to Ithaca from Troy, from beginning to end, over several sittings. Her portrait now hangs on my bedroom wall. It shows a five-year-old boy who hangs with rapt attention on her every word. Some other early memories. A visit to the street market in St. Stephen's Square, next to the bombed-out skeletons of the cathedral. The vendors are selling bananas, the first shipment since the war. Germans of all stripes adore bananas. The crowd is bubbling with joy. A banana is pressed into my hands. The taste is, frankly, unexciting, but I am the son of a diplomat, and I can tell from the looks on the faces around me that a more enthusiastic response is expected. I oblige. Clean clothes, brushed hair, no holes in my jumper. I'm on my way to my first day at my first school, the local kindergarten. Fiercely whispered advice from my team. Do not talk about the war. I was thoroughly confused. What war? Surely it was the Russians, not the Austrians, who were our enemies. One afternoon, when I was on my way home from the kindergarten, a train with an endless number of carriages came to a halt on the level crossing at the end of our street. The carriage windows were open and packed with soldiers, waving their caps in the air and yelling at the tops of their voices. I was told that they were Austrian soldiers repatriated from Soviet POW camps. The sheer joy and thunder of their relief at coming home, alive, has remained imprinted on my mind